this book. 12th of August 2019, and we're looking this morning in the third chapter of Philippians. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you, to me, and this, but for you it is safe. Welcome aboard, Charles McAudia, and welcome aboard, Oscar Graves. Beware, I'm reading in Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrew, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus, of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ in of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard, Naam Salim. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Well, there's a lot in this chapter. He starts out by saying, he's addressing the brethren, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. We need to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Welcome aboard Aseel Prance Perez and Stephen Sarker. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. You know, Jesus never joined the military. He wasn't a part of an army. He wasn't an army, the Air Force, or the Navy. Jesus was not king of an earthly kingdom. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would command that my subjects fight. What did Jesus tell Peter off Malchus's ear, the servant of the high priest? What did Jesus tell Peter? Put up thy sword. Those who live by the sword die by the sword. We have no confidence in the flesh. Our circumcision availeth nothing. Paul said he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, and touching the law, and concerning zeal persecuting the church. Well, there are a lot of people this day that are in a system, and they're trying to bring the church under the law. Welcome aboard Barry Henderson. We're under a new and better covenant. They're persecuting the church of God by trying to bring us under the law. They work for agencies like Drug Enforcement Administration or the EPA or the CIA or the FBI or the NSA. These are all corrupt government systems. We believe we should render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. Millions and millions of dollars worth of have been brought into this country. And then we have what is called a Drug Enforcement Agency. What a joke. What a joke. It's as bad as people bringing in pornography and then charging people with pornography. The government has brought drugs into this country. Do I need to remind you of the Iran-Contra affair with Oliver North and Ronald Reagan? Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Millions and millions of dollars are put into these governmental agencies. And it's all a great big sham. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. The social welfare system which I was a part of is a sham. In Missouri, they have an organization called the Division of Family Services. They've divided more families than they did. That's why it's called the Division of Family Services. Doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. It's all dung, folks. If you're going to vote for a presidential candidate, you are bought into the system of dung. Because it's all dung. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness. It's another passage says, shall we sin so that grace will abound? God forbid. Being part of an evil, corrupt military, being part of an evil, corrupt Drug Enforcement Administration, CIA, FBI, NSA, Social Security Administration, you name it, General Services Administration. I do count them but dung, but I may win Christ. I don't have my degree hanging up on my wall, I'll tell you that. I renounce everything I learned at the University of Kansas. I renounce it. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. Are you proud of your doctor's degree? You proud that you have a Juris Doctorate degree? Something wrong with that picture. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Welcome aboard, Barry Henderson. Welcome aboard, Peter Caramont. And the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Do you take oaths? Do you swear by oaths? Do you think there should be a state church? I don't. Do you believe that when they put water on an infant's head, that saves them? I don't. Do you believe in church membership? I don't. Do you believe in sacraments? I don't. I believe that they're a memorial. The wine and the bread is merely a remembrance of what Christ did for us. The New Testament church, New Testament is full of examples of adult baptism. Jesus Christ was baptized. And He wasn't baptized as an infant. Have you ever thought about that? He was baptized as an adult. Infant baptism is paganism. Pure and simple. John Calvin and Martin Luther both advocated for this paganism practice. And they persecuted many, many people because they rejected it in their state churches. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ. I believe in the doctrine of election and predestination. I believe that I was apprehended by Jesus Christ. I do not believe that water saves anyone. Putting water on an infant's head does not do anything but put water on their head. Brethren, I Count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forget this dispensational garbage. Forget this earthly kingdom. Forget the Noahide laws. Forget Darby. Forget Schofield. Forget Charles Finney. Forget John Wesley. Forget the lies of the Anglican State Church. Forget the Greek Orthodox Church. Forget the Roman Catholic Church. Forget the Presbyterian ecclesiastical order with synods and sessions and creeds and confessions. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Welcome aboard, Nasir Beer. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. God has revealed unto me all of these lies of these corrupt systems. They're godless. They're antichrist systems. But yet people want to call me a wolf in sheep's clothing and an antichrist. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have for us an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, they are enemies of the cross of Christ. Advocating the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people because they have a different belief system than you have. The Roman Catholic Church and the Reformers Zwingli both persecuted the Anabaptists. No, I don't call myself an Anabaptist. I call myself a Christian. They were called Christians first at Antioch. I may not agree with every part of the Anabaptists, some of the Anabaptists. I disagree with some of their free will heresy doctrines. But they were persecuted for their faith, for what they believed. Even if their faith, even if it was unbelief, even if they were in false doctrine, is it right to slaughter someone because they're in false doctrine? No, it is not. Christ did not advocate that. Did Christ slaughter Mary Magdalene? Did Christ kill the adulteress that was brought before him? No, I'm not condoning false doctrine, but I'm not in any way endorsing the murder of people because of what they believe. And that's exactly what Zwingli did. And that's what Luther advocated for and Calvin in their state churches. And why did they do it? Whose end, verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. They were into earthly kingdoms, earthly structures, and what did they call the church that Luther founded? Lutheranism. Calvinism. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking for His kingdom, not this earthly kingdom, not a spacing our territory on the earth. Catholics had their territory, and the Protestants had their territory, and they drove the Anabaptists into caves and killed them. We shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things himself. Well, this morning, and I can just hear people now, Larry gets on these rants. He rants against the Zionists, he rants against the Roman Catholic Church, and now he's ranting against the Reformers. I'm ranting against those who are ranting against Christ and his kingdom. That's who I'm ranting against, if you want to call it ranting. I'm ranting against world systems. I'm ranting against corrupt, evil systems in government. Department of Drug Enforcement, Drug Enforcement Administration, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the GSA. Corrupt. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve System. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party. I don't need to vote. I'm going to get me a sticker. And they have these stickers that say, I voted today. I'm going to get one made, I did not vote today. I don't have to be a part of the evil system. And all of you who voted for Trump, shame on you. And advocated for Trump. Say, well, it's the lesser of the two evils. What a stupid argument. Should I commit murder or theft? Think about it. Come out from among her and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Well, may the good Lord bless you this morning and think on these things. We're not part of the world system. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. He set us apart. If you get a chance, watch that little movie that I put up on the Anabaptists on Facebook. Watch that. It'll open your eyes, probably. See what these reformers did. And the Catholics did to the Anabaptists. Very debauched behavior by Zwingli. And then people want to put Zwingli under and Calvin up there and exalt him on a pedestal. Martin Luther said this, Martin Luther said that, John Calvin said. I'm not interested in anything Martin Luther or John Calvin had to say when they were advocating murder. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning. Let's stick with the Bible. Let's not go into evil, corrupt systems and endorse them. God bless you this morning. This morning is my prayer in a special way.